Today, we're going to introduce you to a musician well known in Europe, but just now attracting a wider audience in the U.S. He's from Sweden, and his name is Jose Gonzalez. His parents fled Argentina in 1976 following a military coup. The Swedish embassy offered them a safe haven, and it was in that country they decided to make their home. Jose Gonzalez grew up in Gothenburg listening to Western pop and Brazilian music. That was his father's passion. Like Jose, he too is a guitarist.
We always had the guitar at home, but it wasn't until I was 14 when I picked it up myself. Well, my father handed me these sheets of music of Beatles and bossa nova classics. That's where I learned all the chords and learned how to play and sing at the same time.
So if I imagine a young Jose sitting in his room playing a Beatles song, what would you be playing?
Blackbird, Dear Prudence, Michelle, all that music kind of lives with you, but I don't go back to it that often.
One night to be confused, one night to speed up truth. We had a promise paid for hands and then away. Both under influence, we had divine said to know what to say. Mind is a race away to call for hands of above.
Listen to your music, and it's so surprising to me that you played in a hardcore metal rock band. His music was often compared to Black Flag.
It's funny because I always listened to many different styles of music, and I always felt that you can kind of listen to many different styles and still distill something else.
You've had so many influences and so many unusual influences. I want to listen to two songs, a song called Hand on Your Heart.
Yep, yeah.
And I want to do something where we listen to the original song.
Yep.
And then we'll listen to your rendering of
okay.
that song. Let's yep. listen to the original first. This is Kylie Minogue, pop hit, big hit in Sweden.
Yep.
If you listen to this, you can almost imagine the music video that would go along. A lot of energy, a lot of hair flying in the wind, probably.
Yeah, this is.
Why did you decide to take this song on?
I mean, I heard it a million times before, but I was watching TV and saw the video and started listening to the lyrics and kind of no.
you heard something in the lyrics that
didn't. It felt like the production of the whole song and the video didn't kind of match the words. So I thought, yeah, that was kind of a challenge.
It's probably the happiest song about a breakup you've heard. Well, you put your own spin on this. I'd like to listen to your version of the song.
It's one thing to fall in love, but another to make it last. I thought we were just beginning, and now you say we're in the past. Look me in the eye and tell me we are in through. You know it's one thing to say you love me, but another to mean it from the heart. And if you don't intend to see it through, why did we ever start? I want to hear you tell me you don't want my love. Put your hand on your heart and tell me it's all over. I won't believe it till you put your
there are things that in the original she almost throws away. It's one thing to fall in love. It's another to make, you know, she sort of just speeds past that to get to the main course, where you seem to linger to hold on to those words, to put so much more into them. Put your hand on your heart. Hand on your heart. Look me in the eye and tell me we are really through. Your musical style is very intimate and yet very penetrating, and there's something that's just very quiet about it. And I'm wondering if that started in some way because you had to practice or play in a space where you had to be quiet so as not to disturb others, or if it's really just rooted in your personality.
I think it's rooted in my personality to some extent. But yeah, I mean, I remember playing guitar at home during the siesta, and that's when my parents were sleeping, so.
But you wouldn't sleep.
No, I mean, I was a kid in Sweden.
So you played guitar while your parents were down the hall taking a siesta.
Yep. Stay in the shade until you reach the grave. Hide from yourself and see.
It seems, if you listen carefully, that you can hear the influence, the rhythm of the sort of electronica in there, and particularly the repetition in the hook and the repetition in the hook.
Yeah. Some of the songs I've been inspired by. People make music with just samples and just repeat them and make small changes, and it actually works to be really repetitive in what you're doing. Whenever I find a riff like that, then I know I have a song.
It starts there.
Yeah.
Jose, it's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
Jose Gonzalez, his CDs are Veneer and Stay in the Shade. You can hear Jose Gonzalez in concert at npr.org. You're listening to NPR, National Public Radio.